Well, and speaking again, I'm trying to get your volume correct on my side.
I took a fat shit 3 times today.
Hell yeah, and that's the opening for the... No, I'm just kidding.
I did it.
Anyway, hello! Welcome to another episode of the Third Lake Show. It's been a hot minute, but it's October 1st, 2024. How long has it been? Like 5 weeks or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, basically since we started playing Siege again.
Yeah, pretty much, which... Completed the challenge. So.
I did. I couldn't get myself to platinum, but
you got a friend.
Yeah, I got blue way higher than he was supposed to. So
blues. It's so strange how he got up there, and I just never see him in there anymore.
Yeah, can't imagine why. It's like I don't know. I'm starting to feel like Madame Zeroni from fucking Holes. Be like, yeah, I carried you up the hill, but you got to carry me up. Like, this is the way it's got to be, and I don't think it's gonna happen.
You've just been used. That's about it.
What else is new?
I don't know. Let's find out. How's the past like 5 weeks been for you? How's school? How's everything?
Yeah, I started school. I'm the oldest person in majority of my classes. Let's see. I'm pretty sure my psychology teacher is like a closet racist. And then... I got told that us men need to do better, to which I disagreed with. So the psychology professor calls on me and he's like, hey, well, why do you think not? And I told him I've been a stay-at-home dad for 11 years. He's like, oh. And I was like, yeah, so not all of us need to do better now, do we? So, I mean, it's funny. He's a good guy. It's his first time teaching, but yeah, man. Mm. He's just one of those people who doesn't think before he talks, and unfortunately, it's in front of a class full of people, so I don't know.
At least they're all, you know, somewhat adults at that point. He's not just saying this stuff in front of a bunch of children.
There's some homework he's given out where, like, so far, that's the only class where, like, that quote-unquote, like, that weird propaganda of, like, colleges are trying to brainwash people. This class... There's a lot of questionable shit in, like, homework and stuff. And I'm like, okay. Like, the most recent example was in my psychology textbook, I had a, like, half a chapter on mansplaining. It's just like, really?
Huh?
Really?
Huh.
Okay. But, yeah. I mean, school's going good. It's weird. Trying to figure out how to study again is fucking weird.
It is. I've only been out of school for like 6 years, but it's been like a struggle just to figure that shit out again.
Yeah, it's been 13 for me. So the luckily I forgot all of my bad habits, so now I can just replace them with good habits. So
honestly, yeah, I feel the exact same way.
Yeah, like I don't think. I'm very happy that I'm doing this, because if this was me straight out of high school, I think I would have fucked off and really ruined it. But
yeah,
since I forgot all my bad shit, it's going good. So
hell,
what about you? 5 weeks.
Oh, let's see. Sliced open my finger, had to get 4 stitches. Apparently I play Siege better with a splint on my pinky than I do without it. That's something we learned, right? What else has happened? There's been so much stuff. We start fantasy football again.
Yep.
I am now a year older than I was about a month ago, technically.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. What else? Black Myth Wukong is a great game that I finished in like a week, which everyone should play. That game is awesome. It is. It's a perfect mix of like God of War and people say Dark Souls. It's not that hard. You're just bad at the game. Well, Black Ops 6 open beta, don't get it. That's all I have to say about that one. It was fun, but it's just not that great. People suck.
It's not what it is, man.
Yeah. I mean, for me, school's been going fine, too. Apparently, I've maintained a 4.0, and I don't even know how. It's just been that easy. I don't know what to say. It's been like 3 months, and they sent me a thing like, hey, congrats. You're one of the few students who's been able to hold a 4.0 this semester. And I was like, it's been three months. give some people some time, baby. You never know.
Yeah.
I went to the Utah's comic convention or whatever. Well, you know, our FanX Comic Con thing. Still the same as always, except with like a ton more people and all of them smell bad. So,
sounds about normal.
Yeah, that's been life, I guess. I don't know. It's been very strange just not doing this for a month and then coming back to it and just realizing how much shit I've had to do. It's just been a busy few months, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, Ava started her volleyball. There was that. I don't know, man. School just kind of like saps all my time away, so.
Yeah, it's that feeling of like it's been busy, but when looking back on it, it doesn't feel busy, right?
Yeah.
It's just been like a lot of things have taken up a large chunk of our time throughout the weeks, but we've made it back to this, and that's what matters, I guess. We do this for free. I don't know if that matters.
It's a passion project.
Yeah. Throne and Liberty. I don't know if I said that earlier. It's been fun. It literally technically came out today, October 1st. It's like Amazon published, NCSoft developed. They're the people who made like Guild Wars, Guild Wars 2. I never played any of their previous games, so I have no idea. But it's been fun. You know, it's kind of been it's been filling that need for like MMO while we wait for like the new version of New World to come out. So it's doing its job, I guess. It's free. You should try it. I don't know.
I'm okay. I mean, all of my time basically goes to Helldivers now. That shit.
Finally updated.
Oh, my God. It's so much fun again.
Yeah, they've been having a lot of consistent updates recently. I keep getting, like, small and small patches for that game on Steam.
Once again, I'm so fucking happy. I quit playing it. I was like, I need to see one good patch, and sure as fuck, here it is. So
yeah, it was like the greatest patch of them all, too.
Oh my god!
They added freaking caustic, toxic weapons. I don't know,
dude.
Flamethrowers.
The fucking backpack that just hoses down enemies with that shit is fucking hilarious because it just makes you It makes the enemies kind of like hallucinate essentially, and then they attack the hallucinations. So like they'll try to attack you once, and then it's just done. It's just done. Like they just wander off.
Yeah, I'm gonna go do something else. Yeah, I haven't played it much since the new update, but it was fun. Bots are still the bane of my existence. I think those things suck ass. I still love them, but I hate them at the same time. Another good game that I've been playing. Is the TCG Card Shop Simulator.
Yeah.
My sister told me about this game. And then I decided to play it. And it's pretty fun. If you ever watch people just open up card packs on YouTube, it's the same effect. So you don't want to feel like you need to go out and buy real like Pokemon cards or whatever. You could just play this game and have fun. It scratches that itch where I feel like by spending the like 11, 12 bucks on this game, I no longer have that itch to just go out and buy cards, which I never did in the past, but I don't know. Something in my body has been sated.
I mean, I've caught Maximum stream a couple times with it. It does look interesting as fuck. I'm just holding out for Backyard Baseball 97.
I saw you post that in the Discord.
Bro.
I don't know what this is,
bro,
but it's interesting.
This... You want to start talking about book fair computer games back in the fucking day? There was nothing better. Roller Coaster Tycoon was cool, but it was no fucking Backyard Baseball. Bro, let me explain something to you, okay? People who are above the age of 25 know exactly what the fuck this game is and could tell you their fucking lineup. And this game hasn't been popular since Windows 98, for fuck's sakes. Bro.
I have played this game in the past.
Oh, my God.
Surprisingly.
I streamed one day. School's been taking it up, so I just try to stream where I can. And I streamed one day, and I was just making fun of people's fucking Backyard Baseball lineups. Like, I would just, like, so, like, there's Pablo, Keisha, and then there's like you either split with a nerd who can just like hit homers like no one's fucking business, or this fucking bumpkin redneck kid named Pete Wheeler. So everyone who picked Pete Wheeler, I would just fucking make fun of. It's so damn good, man.
I do not remember my lineup at all, believe it or not. And I don't know if I actually played this game a lot, but looking at it, I recognize it 100%.
I hope there's multiplayer. If not, I will be quickly waiting for the multiplayer mod so I can just beat the fucking brakes out of people.
Steam right now, it does say it's just single player, so...
Give it time. The mods will be coming, and I will... Like, Trip was talking the most shit. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of Trip.
I bet your corgi could beat the shit out of Trip in this game. We've seen a dog play baseball. It could happen again.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, you want to get into some gaming news?
Yeah.
Other gaming news, I guess. We're going to start in a new segment I have. It's just called Statues and Figures, you know? We've gone through a lot of different, like, figurines and statues and things like that. I found more that have been released the past 5 weeks, and I want you to try to guess the price of some of these, and I'll show you some pictures of them as well. Let's start off with Tomb Raider, Lara Croft, right?
Triangle boobs or gross one?
Gross one. It's a decent statue, I would say. I'm trying to find the it's about 9.2 inches.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah, I'm about to get it for you. There you go. Wait, hold on. I gotta make sure there's not the price in there. I didn't see the full picture. Okay, we're good. I'll tell you this. Under $100.
75.
Very close. $15 off. $90.
Dude. What?
Yeah. $90 for this.
All right.
I don't know why. I don't know why we needed this either. But just, it's a thing, I guess. Not even the good one either, you know? Here's another one for you. We're gonna run through these.
Are people still fans of fucking Tomb Raider?
I don't know.
Like that, it fell off. Like it had a resurgence, and then it just fucking like nothing.
There was a big resurgence when they had like that movie version, like the newer movie, come out for it. That's all I've really seen from people. I know my ex was playing like through the new trilogy of the games, but like that's the only things I've ever seen of Tomb Raider in the past, like since GDQ pretty much.
I just like, I remember hearing about it when I was a little kid, like everyone was fucking talking about this, and now I can't even tell you the last time. I think Maestro was the last person I heard talk about Tomb Raider, and that was 4 months ago 6 months ago.
Yeah, I don't. They're just trying to make money where they can, I guess, with old IPs and whatnot. I got one more. Destiny 1/Destiny 2. You remember that really cool rocket launcher everybody loved?
The Gjallarhorn. Yep.
Yeah. Nope, that's the same picture, goddammit. Let me see. Goddammit, I can't get this picture. Hold on. It's being freaking dumb again. Let's see. Okay. Guess the price. Let me see.
You don't even get to... Does it come out?
I don't think so.
So you just get a plate that has a raised part where... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Minimum? Yeah. Minimum, my God?
It is technically over $100.
$102.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It says $99.99, right? But it also says, you know, there's shipping and taxes to it. So I'm it's over $100.
Oh my God.
For that, by the way.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. This is so cool.
Did you like the Gjallarhorn?
Destiny 1 was... I don't think I ever got it, to be 100% honest. I think I grinded for it, and then... I don't know. Destiny 1 was such a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, they brought it back in the new Destiny, but I think it was after we stopped playing, so...
Yeah, and then from what I understand, they nerfed the fuck out of it.
Yeah. I still like the Wardcliff coil more with the Titan glitch that we had. That was way better than the Gjallarhorn ever could be.
It was excellent. It was excellent.
Yeah.
Destiny's fun again.
Yeah, please.
And not expensive. I paid like,
yeah. I still have the new expansion to play. And I totally bought... I bought it, and I just haven't played it yet. But make it cheaper, and make my friends play it again. Now, this is an older one. It is Lego. I will say, they've only made two of these sets. It is Final Fantasy VII Lego set.
All right, so one this is going to be egregiously overpriced.
Recently sold.
That's what over, you get.
That's the only picture I got, buddy.
No, 10K. Yeah, as soon as I heard Final Fantasy Limited said, I was like, oh, this is too much. This is what you get for over $10,000 fucking dollars?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, I got a better picture here because the thing actually loaded. I don't know if the whole thing is with it, right? But it looks
I'm
very
gonna
much
assume
as
it
if,
is.
Yeah.
Over 10 grand, I'm going to say $14,750.
$12,500. What's the most you would ever pay for Legos?
$30.
Yeah. Mine was $20 back in the
Someone
day.
Someone spent
still
that
a
much
lot.
Money on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sure they're such a fucking joy to talk to.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who? I want to know who has that kind of money to spend $12,000.
IT people. Yeah, they make too much money. They can't hold a conversation, and they're fucking nerds. Yeah, they're fucking big dumb nerds. I can't get over this. What?
Believe it or not, we have, I believe, two more after the next one I have here. There was a lot of statues that were released, and it's just funny to see the price of these. Metal Gear Solid 3. So you know the fandom, right? It's the famous salute scene from the game, which I have no idea what it's from, other than Metal Gear Solid 3. I don't know what part of it. It's a 21-inch tall statue. Of Snake, or someone who I believe is Snake, Big Boss, just saluting with a little like grass like stand under him. Triple digit.
300.
Close. 430. For 21 inches. Please. Of. Most likely plastic.
Oh, my God.
$430.
Bro, this has to be, like, this has to be money laundering. Like, I refuse to believe anyone's buying these for legitimate purposes. I just, what?
You bring up a good point. If within the next, like, 10 years, I see something about, like, figures being used for money laundering other than mattresses, it's going to make a lot of sense now. $430. I recently, not getting into like video game merch statues and things like that, but I bought some like D&D figures so I could use in like my home games and things like that, right? Just to add like more like intensity for my players. I think I have a total of like 40 little miniatures. Altogether, do you want to guess how much that cost me?
$100.
Yeah. For 40. Three dragons, by the way. And then a bunch of just like miniature, like whatever else is. 40, like $100.
I This has to be money laundering. Like, this is like just art in a, like, in a nutshell. It just makes no fucking sense to be like, yeah, it's whatever someone deems the price is. I deem it a dollar. Let me buy it. No, that's no. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
it's people who got it like mafia gambling debt. Like, if they just need cash now, otherwise some dude's gonna break their fucking kneecap.
Yeah, it's 100% money laundering at this point. Not a statue,
get
but
the
I wanted
fuck
to
out of here. $400. Sorry.
At least for that.
At least for with the Final Fantasy one, you get what we presume an entire fucking scene, as opposed to. I don't even
well
know.
Well over 1,000 bricks in the Lego one. It's also a set of one of two. So, like, you got the rarity and you get to rearrange it and play with it however you want, as long as the person didn't super glue it all together. Like, that's way better. If I had the money, I would buy the Final Fantasy one over the freaking Snake or Lara Croft one, especially the Galahorn, though.
At least you get to spend time building it. Like, it's... That alone, like,
yeah.
The Lego people get off to that. Like, really, truly get off on all that shit. But, like, bro, that's...
$430. I don't know if that's the worst we've ever seen for, like, such a price for such a small thing. Until we get to this. Although, I will say, this one has more function than it is just pretty. Death Stranding jacket.
Like, one you can wear? Or is it... Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Quadruple digits.
Bro, oh my god. 2,500.
800 too much. $1,700 for this jacket.
Dude,
for
ain't no
Death
fucking
Stranding
way.
2 jacket.
I was about to give compliments. I was like, okay, like a couple hundred bucks. Like, snowboarding jackets get egregious, but, like, they're actually worth it. Judging by the look of this one, it is not.
Mm-hmm. If you thought legendary game director Hideo Kojima would just give us a no-nonsense look at the upcoming Death Stranding 2 at this year's Tokyo Game Show, you were sure wrong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they showed off these jackets. They're on sale on a website that I would rather not click on because I don't know if I trusted that company. But
what the fuck, bro?
It looks like one of the link that they have to the website looks like one of the things that, like, you'll click it and it'll automatically charge your credit card for going there. Oh. Yeah. Here. Bro. Let me see if I can pull up this picture. Apparently they have different colors of it too. So, you know, you can have the black and yellow, or you can have the yellow and black.
Does it come with a fucking dick kiss? Like, what?
If it does not come with a dick kiss from the man himself, I don't want to buy it.
That's what I'm saying. That's egregious.
I also think it's kind of ugly looking.
It's hideous. I don't understand that many fucking... Who has the need for that many pockets? Who? I'll give you a hint. They sit on the corner all fucking day long. They got a bunch of little plastic baggies.
They love talking to teenagers and college students and business people. And the last one that we'll have for this section. It's not great. But it is gigantic. It is a life-size plush of Porygon.
See, I know it's Nintendo. So, like, this is
cool.
Triple digits. Yep, I was about to say. So I know this is overpriced to hell.
I would say it's below 500. How about that to help?
350.
You're really close. So they don't have it exactly in USD because Japanese company. So for 55,000 yen, which is roughly $391, you can get a life-size Porygon, which out of everything, this is the thing I would get. Like, this is just awesome.
Yeah, but still, I'm not... What is it? GDQ, oh my god. They had another Pokemon plushie. I want to say it was like a war turtle or something. I can't remember what it was. It might even have been like an Ivysaur. But like, they put the sticker and it was like, oh, retails at $450. And I'm like, bro, ain't no fucking plushie over triple digits. Like, nothing. Like, them motherfuckers, spoiler alert, you can buy an entire fucking bag, like, as a commercial, like, as a citizen, like, a fucking 10-pound bag of fucking stuffed animal stuffing for, like, $10.
Yep.
So, like, and what...
You could probably make one of these of close to or just slightly below the same, like, look quality.
If, yeah, well, you can't, because then Nintendo comes and shoves it down your asshole. I just, speaking of shove it, if I was Nintendo at this point, or Niantic, or whoever the fuck owns this, Game Freak, I don't give a fuck, I would just make that one male, that one male Pokemon that people, like, fucking glaze over.
The one that looks like Anubis from Power World?
Yeah, sure. We can go with that one, too. I don't give a shit. Just take any of the ones people, like, pervert over. And
you mean the life-size Lucario that went on sale back in 2021 for $400?
Oh, my God. I did not know about that.
There you go.
Bro, people out here fucking these things. Poor Porygon's about to get stuffed.
Oh.
I just... Sometimes Nintendo really just, like, someone needs to go in there and just be like, explain to me why it's worth this much. Explain to me. I get supply and demand. What demand is there for a triple-digit fucking plushie?
Nobody knows.
Whose favorite Pokemon is fucking Porygon anyways? Fuck them. They teach math for a living. Eat shit, loser.
they're my geometry teacher, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah, they get off to this shit. They understand math's stupid rules.
It is insane. But that's the end of the statues, miniatures, figurines section I have for you. Since it is October already, one thing you might be interested in is the new Skibidi Toilet Halloween costume.
I've seen this.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on this? I still don't know anything about Skibidi Toilet or whatnot, but...
Yeah, that's the face.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Look, man, kids, I'm not going to shit on kids for having a good time. We all had our cringy-ass shit growing up, whether it would be like Barney or Power Rangers or... I mean, like... Let's face it, trying to get kids in skin-tight costumes to go fight crime is a little suspect, all right? Like,
yeah.
To be fair, it's cooler than mine, where a big purple dinosaur told us to love everybody. So, you know.
What was your go-to Halloween costume?
I think I was the Blue Power Ranger like 4 times.
I think I was the White Ranger from Mighty Morphin.
Whoa.
And
whoa.
Batman.
Whoa. 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 Wow. I didn't know I was doing
I said what I said. I'm not taking it back. He was the coolest one out of the originals.
He paid his taxes.
He did. He didn't go to jail.
He voted. I just.
He voted. That's where we cut it off.
I just. I don't even know. Like, other than, like, the Blue Power Ranger, I never went back. Like, my favorite one was when I went as Skeleboner, but that's it. It was this fucking skeleton. It was like the stereotypical, like, skeleton costume, except I had a pump. And when I'd fucking, like, a blood pressure cuff pump, and every time you hit it, just a big old dick. Just fuck.
I did go as Ghost Rider 1 year, and I had that mask for longer than I should have had it. It was one of, like, the weird, like, plasticky ones, right?
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of my little cousin all the time with that thing. If they ever misbehaved while I was, you know, babysitting them, mask came on.
Dude, my brothers did the same. I was terrified of Chucky growing up, so, like...
I still am.
Yeah, that's totally understandable. My brother was in the Navy, and he was, like, overseas somewhere. And they had, like, unreasonably realistic, like, Halloween masks. And he sent one of the Chucky ones over. And it's, dude, they would leave it in my closet. And I wouldn't find it till I was getting ready for bed. No.
There was no bed after that.
No. I got tired of it, so I threw it away. I was just, I'm not dealing with this anymore. Fuck yourself.
It was Chucky and that dude from, like, the Saw movies with the swirly cheeks. I don't know his name. Yeah, I hated that guy, too. That guy scared me even while I was in high school. That's how much I did not like him.
Him and his unkept hair.
It's something about, like, the, like, partial, like, puppet-looking thing that just freaks me out, and I don't know why. I'm totally fine with clowns, though.
Yeah, and Muppets. Never had an issue with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably because I shouldn't have watched that movie when I was six with my family, but I did anyway. It was not a good time. Let's see. What else do we have? It's been so long that I have to, like, refresh all of the pages I had from months ago.
Right.
Oh, speaking of things, things that have died so fast. Concord, what are your thoughts on that and what happened to that?
I don't understand why it went away. I really don't.
It was, like, less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
It, like, came out. It was a paid, like, hero shooter game. And then 2 weeks later, they just removed it.
I don't know.
I don't know if you saw Amazon's new, like, series that they're coming out with soon called Secret Level. It's going to be, like, a Love, Death, and Robots kind of thing where each episode is based on a different, in this case, different video game. So they have, like, one for, like, Pac-Man, Warhammer, Mega Man. There's a bunch of ones for, like, the Sony games. I think New World is in there, too, because it's, you know, Amazon. And then they have one for Concord as well.
Okay.
So I think that's the most in-depth we're ever going to get with what Concord was, is when that show comes out.
I just... All right. So weird.
Yeah. It's very strange. Let's see. Netflix is also coming out with more shows that are based off of, like, other things. They have an anime coming out for Terminator Zero. I don't know what this is. I barely know what Terminator is. I've seen, like, the first two movies, and that's about it.
That's all you need to see. Let's be 100% yeah. honest. That's
actually,
about
I think
where
I did see the Dark Fate one as well.
Three
the,
like, is like
latest one.
Three is passable, but we're talking like C minus. Like, we got like A plus, and then it drops to like a C minus, and it is noticeable. Cool, but like,
Yeah. Wasn't there like a Terminator TV show that was on?
Yeah.
I think I saw a lot of that as well. But I was very, very young when that was like, we were watching that or something. Yeah, apparently they're just making some kind of like anime Terminator thing coming out, which I don't know. I haven't used Netflix since the last season of Umbrella Academy. Like, I still haven't seen the latest one.
See, that's what I was about to ask. No, me and Ava, we're going to watch it, but, like,
I've heard a lot of bad things.
I haven't heard shit. But, like, we got wrapped up in the Penguin. Like, bro.
I saw that came out.
You need to watch that. Oh, my God, bro.
Very much want to. It looks good. I'll say that.
I don't know who plays the crazy sister who comes back from Arkham, but, hello.
Hello.
Don't put your dick in crazy, but you can fuck around with it for a while.
Depends on where you put it in. Come on now.
But trust me, with my exes, it was. I did what I did. All right.
Fair. Yeah, I don't know. I've heard really, like, I've heard mixings, I guess I should put it, for Umbrella Academy season 4. Like, a lot of people are dissatisfied with the season finale, but I feel like that's most things with most shows now, is people just don't like the ending.
I was about to say that exact same thing. I was like, yeah, at the time, I was one of those people where it was just like, fuck Game of Thrones. But I was like, I kind of get why they ended it the way that they ended it. I 100% understand now, which kind of looks suitable. The only ending I desperately hate, even still to this day, is Dexter. I cannot stand that fucking ending. It was great writing for like 3 out of 5 seasons. But like the ending, bro, it's so lazy. They were just, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, he just moves. Like, all right.
This is the Dexter, like, murder TV yeah. show and not Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah, I don't know. That one ended with Dexter's mom getting naked in front of the camera. 10 out of 10.
Oh, I have seen that finale.
But, like, I just, honestly, I don't even know. I can't even.
Yeah.
Santa Clarita Diet. I mean, technically, that last season was pretty good.
It was so good. I'm still waiting for the cliffhanger
to
end.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see the same train going on with Last of Us Season 2, or even however long they decide to stretch that out. I will say, I think the best part of Season 2 is going to be the teaser trailer. That's literally it. I don't feel comfortable watching the next season coming, just because the game, the second game was not good.
It's so bad. I'm so bad. Terrified. They're like, oh, we're going to change it from the second game. Like, you better rewrite that entire fucking thing. Like, you better, really there better should. Be a new, like an entirely new story.
Yeah. I mean, we see in the teaser, it's teaser trailer. Is it spoilers? Does that count? I don't know. We see in the teaser trailer the area before the golf club gets used. So I don't know how much of it they decided to change.
It's Neil Druckmann. It will be completely dog shit. And he'll blame everyone for not understanding his artistic genius. And it's just like, bro, I think you just have a kink for shit. Trans people. Like, I think you just, it's fine, but just be upfront and honest about it. That way we know where you lie.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, will I give it a shot anyway? Yeah, but
I'm going to give it a shot, but I ain't going to fucking like it.
Yeah. Also, Sigourney Weaver is joining the cast for the Mandalorian and Grogu movie.
Bro, I kind of have given up on Mandalorian. I was a huge fan, but I can't even tell you what happened the last three episodes. That's not a joke. I genuinely, like, Carl Weathers died. That's about it. That's, like, R.I.P. Chubbs. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I remember that redhead who's now the leader and has the Darksaber, and I don't know how she got it. I don't remember.
Bo-Katan, I think is her name.
Yeah, Bo-Katan sit on my face. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They kill like Moff Gideon, like number 700 or something like that.
It's just, it was cool to start with, but it's very apparent they don't know what the fuck to do with it, and they just kind of keep giving us, yeah, this is pretty cool, huh? Yeah, I guess. All right, see you later.
I feel like Disney, like Star Wars, Marvel, all of Disney has just had like a lot of just things that I've released that I heard about maybe like 6 months ago and then totally forgot about, and then now they're just out. Like, I don't know, like, the Thunderbolt movie is still coming out, which, didn't look that great. You have Agatha and the Coven of, I don't know, feminists? I don't remember what it's called.
It's funny for me to, like, see you start hopping on the shit that I was talking about. It's just like, okay, so I wasn't crazy. Like, for a while, I thought maybe I was on the other side, like the bad side, but it's just everybody. And even, like, woke people are saying that this shit's getting out of hand. And I'm like, yeah, I knew it.
Like, I knew it was coming out. I just didn't remember that it was coming out, kind of thing. Like, it was somewhere back in my mind, and apparently it's out. My aunt has seen it, and she says it's okay, which, if she says it's okay, it means it's actually just, like, okay. So, I don't know. It's just so much shit that Disney has been pumping out that has just been, like, lost instantly.
The only thing I really care about, like, media-wise is Backyard Baseball and then Joker 2. That's all I give a flying fuck about. And Penguin. Penguin's kind of turned me around on that one.
Honestly, I think the only things I'm looking forward to right now, media-wise, is Fallout Season 2.
Fuck, you're going to be...
Oh, and Stalker 2.
You're going to be sitting Stalker for 8 minutes.
Yeah. Luckily, I've got my decently meh MMO to play which I say meh, but it sucks in the beginning, but like after like the first like chapter of the story, it really like, you know, you start to have fun in it for some reason. You got Stalker 2 coming out, which is just more Ukraine propaganda, kind of like fun mutant like Fallout style shit, and then Fallout Season 2, which will be in 2026. I have a long way to go. Plus, no one cares about Star Wars anymore. James Earl Jones passed away.
Yes, man. I hate this shit. Dikembe Mutombo. I don't give, like, I don't know anything about Pete Rose, so, like, that one didn't really hurt me. But then we had fucking
Carl Weathers.
James Earl Jones. That was a while ago. But, like, yeah, Darth Vader. Dude, that's not fair. That's not fucking fair at all, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's wild, though. That's sad. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say there. He was like the only good part left in Star Wars, I have to say. It's just Darth Vader when he came up and spoke.
I can't wait for them to AI his voice and bastardize everything he's done. I can't wait for it.
They're either going to do that or they're just going to have Anakin from the freaking prequels play Darth Vader now.
I wouldn't hate that. That would be the most acceptable one. Yeah, like that would be the most acceptable one, but
No AI shit. That would just be bad.
Just don't AI it. I mean, what do I give a shit? I thought I liked Star Wars. They quickly made me hate it. So, like, what the fuck do I know?
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of things that are doing that right now. But other than all of the new stuff, you have any good eggs, bad eggs, or Earth Ambassadors?
That's a good egg. I mean, there's tons of Earth Ambassadors. Shout out Diddy. By the way, being charged with over 100 counts of sexual assault, including, okay, I'm laughing just because this is egregious, including a 9-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about the whole Diddy stuff that was happening.
Bro, worth a watch. So, turns out, like, the meme of, like, 1,000 bottles of baby oil, turns out they were all laced with some sort of date rape drug that's untraceable on drug tests. So, like, it's, bro, it's not good. It's not. It's terrible. On a lighter note, man in Texas reportedly pays $4,000 to smash a Taylor Swift guitar. This is a man in Wauhatchie, Texas, is going viral after he spent $4,000 Saturday night on a guitar said to be autographed by Taylor Swift. But it's not the money he spent that's attracted the attention. It's what the man did to the instrument after his purchase. After he purchased that, that's raising. Oh, sorry. This just reminded me of like an accident. I was walking across the street to go to school. Accident, like right in front of me. The old fucks out here are entitled to shit. So like, there's like a little hand thing you wave your hand in front of, and then it flashes yellow lights. What do yellow lights mean when you're driving, Feast?
Yield for pedestrian walkers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Not the old fucks out here. They don't give a flying fuck. They'll go straight through and they stick a hand up as if that's like, oh, you almost killed me. Yeah, but he stuck his hand up, so that's okay. So this dude, about to go through the crosswalk, stops the last second. Dude behind him just fucking nails him. So like me and this dude walking across, I was like, dude, these fucking, I was talking to press on the phone. I was like, these old fucking bastards, like, he just got into an accident. Like, what the fuck just happened? And then the guy goes, I know, man, I don't know. I was like, I didn't even know he's talking to me. And I told Perez, I was like, these fuckers are entitled. He goes, yeah, they are. And then he just like wandered off on college. Then I seen him in the stairwell after class. I was like, oh, shit. But yeah, scared the fuck out of me. Like, legitimately, like, another like 5 feet. Matthew would have been a little different. But yeah, this guy bought it. And he immediately smashes it with a hammer. So eat shit. I hate Taylor Swift. I don't. I guess I don't hate Taylor Swift. I hate the cult of Taylor Swift. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's creepy.
I enjoy some of her music, but the people who like are like hardcore fans of her are wild to me. I think we both are just put a target on our back, but it's fine. I don't care. What are they gonna do?
Dude, he won it immediately at the auction. Walks up and just starts smashing it with a hammer in front of everybody.
I like this guy. I really like this guy.
Here you go.
Is it him or the guitar or both?
It's him. He literally wins. It walks up. It just fucking destroys it, bro. It was a nonprofit organization supporting agricultural education for local youth. Among other items that was up for auction was the Hot Mama package, which included a massage, a facial, and a Sig Sauer 380 handgun.
They give him a hammer, too.
I think he had it, didn't he?
The hammer was given to him from the guy with the hat and who was holding the guitar. Yeah.
It's...
I don't know. I think that might sell for more now that you have it and it's broken. That is awesome, though. I like that guy.
Yeah, Twitter has the response you think it would.
Not good.
Apparently, they're equating this to Trump dick riding, so, you know. I do notice that there's a lot of... There's a lot of one race that is very upset by this, and one gender. I'm sure that's a coincidence. Anyways, yeah, that's my good egg. That's just funny. Like,
yeah,
people, I would love to have that guitar, and that, like, I don't give a fuck if it was a Jimi Hendrix guitar. That's fucking good. I would probably cry. I mean,
this could happen to any guitar and it'd be awesome in my opinion.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it could be literally anybody. It could be that short little midget from AC/DC. I don't know his name. I think his name's Butch.
They have a midget on there?
He's like a tall midget.
A smidget.
Yeah, a tidget.
That sounds that doesn't sound good. Hold on.
So yeah. What about you? Good, bad eggs?
I don't know if I really have one this week. I was too wrapped up doing other shit. Although there is something strange. Have you played the new Steam game, Deadlock?
Yes.
How do you like it?
It's not bad. It's not for me, at least how it is right now. It's like too floaty. The movement's too fast. The gunplay's too slow is the best way to put it.
Apparently, I don't know if this is good egg, bag aid, or good egg, Earth Ambassador, or just like something funny. All the cheaters that are in Deadlock right now, Steam, rather than banning them, is giving like the normal players, not the cheaters, the ability to turn the cheaters into frogs. So it's just funny.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the people. I never cheated. Why am I a frog? Be like, yeah. Okay.
I also loved H1Z1's like way to try to get yourself unbanned as well. Remember H1Z1?
It was good times. God.
Yeah. If you cheated in that game, they posted a thing where it's like if you release an apology statement on like YouTube or something and shared it, we'll unban you. A bunch of people did it. Just kept them banned. So
just out themselves.
Very funny to me. Well, I guess, yeah, I don't really have any good eggs, bad eggs, but you want to get into some state speculate then?
Yeah, I only took the best, so, like, bear with me. This is what I thought was cool. State speculate, but it's totally a country in Europe. Man chops up own penis and stores severed parts in a jar of snow after eating magic mushrooms.
In snow?
Yeah, so he put his dick in a jar filled with snow.
Norway.
Austria. Want to guess what he used?
Like, what tool he used to chop it off?
Yeah.
Scissors. Not even the cool scissors. It's like the kid scissors.
No, an axe.
Oh.
they were able to put it back on. The 37-year-old man was reportedly suffering from depression and alcohol abuse at the time of his psychotic break. Psilocybin, whatever. lately mainstream medicine has caught on that to the therapeutic benefits of psilocybin mushrooms, blah, blah, blah. However, the patient involved in the shocking new report found no such relief after using the substance without supervision to treat his ill mental health. This is the first documented case of Klingsor syndrome related to psilocybin in which a psychologically disturbed person inflicts harm on their genitals. Wonder what his name was. I'm sure it totally wasn't Klingsor.
It was Kalen.
Said that he was alone at his vacation home at the time and had eaten 4 to 5 individual dried mushrooms, inducing a brief psychotic episode in which he used an axe to chop his penis into multiple pieces. Bro.
They were able to reattach it?
Why at that point? Oh, my God. Yeah. Buddy looks like Frankenstein. That is... Oh, my God. Oh.
Please tell me there's not a picture. No. I do not want one.
I don't even see a link, so no. This story was filed under the tags of drugs, mushrooms, penises, psychedelics.
They're all the same thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Later, he was spotted by a townsperson after wandering from his home to seek help. He arrived at the nearest hospital in critical condition about 5 hours after the horrific incident.
Oh.
The garish scene indicated to medical experts that the man had attempted to tie a piece of cloth around his penis to block blood flow and place the rest of the organ in a jar filled with snow. Doctors had to carefully clean the severed organ, which had been contaminated by dirt and snow, and managed to repair the tip and about 2 inches of shaft. Other pieces had been too damaged to reattach. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's got to
live his life like me.
Immediately. Well, he's still bigger than me, but still.
Immediately following surgery, the man was placed under the care of psychiatric professionals as he continued to suffer from bouts of psychosis for about a week to follow. On the mend, he later continued recovery in the urology department. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Complications arose, including necrosis, death of skin tissue, which healed with time. Within a few months of surgery, he had also regained erectile and urinary functions. Bro! I gotta send this to Trip.
Yes, you do.
I gotta send this to him.
Yeah, someone I know recently just had their circumcision.
What?
Yeah.
Is this an adult?
I think they're like 21, 22.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why?
They're required for, like, it was going to become a problem, so they had to, you know.
They had extra foreskin? What the fuck?
They never got circumcised before, so.
Yeah, but, like, what is required?
I think there was just, it was just not good, or I don't know. I didn't, believe it or not, did not ask this person much about their penis.
You're fucked up. You should have asked. This is... You're 21 years old. The rumor is that, like, if you haven't had one, don't get one. It's the pain is fucking unreal.
Yeah, they were not happy afterwards for sure. But I think it was like something about like possible like infection or something like that. So they had to like.
How do you get an infection in the foreskin, dude? There are so many questions I would have asked.
Yeah. I only asked one question. It was to his girlfriend. Did it still taste good? No, I'm kidding.
It's not perverted. But speaking of like just asking questions, I got a study buddy who is deaf in my like human anatomy lab class, and you just study with whoever's sitting next to you. So me and her just sat next to each other. But she's deaf, and it seems like she has anxiety issues. So it like really reminds me of Ava. So instantly like. Care for this person. And I was asking her, I was like, hey, like, you know, what do you, because we're going over muscles, I was like, you still having a hard time with this? Did you study this weekend? Like, she's like, no, I didn't get to study. My parents came to town. I was like, oh, what'd you do with them? She's like, oh, we just went to a football game. I was like, that's it? Like, you didn't take her to a winery or anything? Like, she goes, no, why? I can't do that. I'm 18. I was like, what? I thought you were like 21. And then the girl who sits across from us goes, no, like, I'm 18 too. Like, majority of us in here are 18. I was like, I'm done. It was just I was like, what'd you do? Go see a fucking movie? And she starts giggling. She's no. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what do you, why are your parents coming out to visit you when you're 18? Like, what the fuck are you going to do? We played putt-putt. Like, like, I don't know.
Played Uno and Monopoly.
Yeah, in my dorm room. That sounds awesome. All right. Speaking of sounds awesome, State Speculate, a country in Asia, zoo exhibit features dogs disguised as pandas.
China.
Yep. They admitted they finally came clean. They finally admitted it. Everyone knew it. They're like, no, no, it's pandas. It's pandas. No, it ain't.
No, it's not.
This is Duyin, China. Oh, no. Duyin is their version of TikTok. Where does it say this happened? Went viral after the week, showing two fluffy chow chow dogs with their fur artificially colored to resemble pandas at the Shanwei Zoo in southern Guangdong province. I don't know. But yeah, they finally admitted it.
Yeah, we all knew.
They changed
There's
the sign.
There's not much I could say to defend them at this point.
No, I'm not asking for a defense. I'm just saying, can you imagine? So here's the thing. They changed the sign. We are panda dogs, a pet dog that looks like a panda, dyed and dressed up by Chow Chow. We are gentle, smart, friendly, cute, and adorable, the sign reads. But at first it said it was a panda, so I don't know. I don't know how the fuck
like
a dog looks like a panda.
We are pandas, and then they just like, you know, like masking tape with a Sharpie, put the rest of it on there. That's what I imagine in my head.
Yeah, just terribly written, like someone wrote it in a panic state.
Yeah.
A zoo spokesman explained that the zoo put the dogs on display because it does not have any resident pandas, but he denied the fur dyeing process was in any way dangerous or harmful to the canines. I hope so. Poor dogs. Yeah.
They say that, but all of the, like, produce people get is still covered in toxic like chemicals that people buy and eat. So
I piss on all my fruits and vegetables. Ammonia kills all of it. Just kidding. That's disgusting. Don't do that. All right. Similar.
Unless you're into that.
No, don't eat piss.
don't do it. It's bad.
Similar animal vein, but, just the exact opposite. Instead of really dumb, this is really fucking cute. State Speculate, Australia, New Zealand, or Tasmania. There is a baby penguin who is only 9 months old and is already bigger than his parents.
New Zealand.
This is, you fucking cocksuckers. Yeah, of course I can't fucking, hold on, I gotta totally not steal a picture from a website.
It's not stealing, it's just promoting.
Yep.
Is it New Zealand?
No, this is Australia, and this is Pesto the fucking penguin.
I love that guy so much.
yeah, he is bigger than his parents, and he doesn't even have his actual fur coat. He is 51.8 pounds. The weight of an overstuffed suitcase. Pesto already weighs more than his parents combined.
Combined.
They each weigh 11 kilograms each. He weighs 23 kilograms. 23 and a half.
I wish penguins just kept that coat instead of getting the ugly one they have.
Just
that's
a turd.
Just so fluffy.
He is on a healthy diet of up to 25 fish a day.
Healthy.
Pesto's rotund frame will only continue to grow. The feathered unit is well-behaved, curious, and confident, the keeper said, often interacting with other penguins and his keepers. Despite the human faces and cameras pressed against Pesto's enclosure, he remains fairly humble about his newfound fame. And because he is so, quote, food-oriented, just keeping him still on the scales to clock his weight can be challenging. He's already the largest penguin at the Sea Life Melbourne Aquarium has seen, and it has a sizable social media fandom to watch.
I'm going to look up what the heaviest penguin has ever been.
He became popular or one of his most popular videos is two aquarium workers trying to get him to do a dance routine.
Happy feet, huh?
Oh my god. He is just a fucking behemoth.
Oh, those are fossils. I don't want fossil penguins. Apparently there was a penguin fossil that they found that was roughly 350 pounds.
Jesus fucking Christ, bro.
Yeah.
Yo! Well, fuck the fucking woolly mammoth. Bring that thing back. Holy shit.
Right.
Despite his fish diet, he smells like corn chips. So he's a big corgi.
Oh. I want him.
I need to buy him.
We already eat so much fish in this house. We'll get along just fine.
Fucking hey. Behemoth.
Behemoth?
He's, look at him. He's fucking huge.
Yeah.
This is how Shaq's parents felt. Be like, we can't fucking feed you. Stop eating, please. Yeah. All right. Okay. State speculate, but totally in Europe. A man is suspected of 86 counts of reckless driving. He filmed it himself.
Britain, UK, whatever they're called now.
Nah, this is Denmark. Copenhagen. It's a 29-year-old man faced a whopping 86 preliminary charges Friday for driving at high speeds on motorcycles, riding on the rear wheel. That's a wheelie for us normal folks. Who the fuck riding on the rear wheel? Shut the fuck up. Also at high speed and endangering others, police said. Adding that the man had mounted a camera on his motorcycle helmet, which provided investigators with several hours of footage of how he drove. Quote, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. Oh, my God. Amrik Singh Chatshada of the police in eastern Denmark said in a statement, there is no doubt that it has been a big and unconventional case for us to investigate. When detained in May for riding a motorcycle with no license plate and without having a valid permit, police found a video camera had been mounted on the man's helmet, which had recorded how he drove on the rear wheel at high speed. Police said that it had led to the man facing 25 cases of preliminary charges for that alone. What? This is the problem with people nowadays. Doesn't matter the age. People out here snitching on themselves.
Yeah.
Fucking
everybody
idiots.
Wants all the things that they do recorded.
Bro.
That's great.
Oh my god.
I don't know why people need everything in their life recorded all the time.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. And like I stream, so like
yeah.
I'm not on here talking about illegal shit that I do though. Like so I don't know.
Yeah, we put it in code phrases.
Yeah. Real hard to decipher.
Yeah, yeah. Chocolate milk and all.
Oh my god. He snitched on two of his other people because of his recordings. Oh my god. I'd beat the shit out of him if I was his friends. Like, I'd catch him. Because it's Denmark. There's one jail, yeah. Probably. I'd beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah. I understand people like having cameras in their car to, like, record if they get into, like in an accident or something like that, so they have it, you know, if need be. But, like, maybe clear some of that footage every once in a while. In case you did something fucking stupid, maybe.
What a stupid fuck. I just robbed a bank, but I had a GoPro strapped on so you can see what it's like.
I live stream it on YouTube, and I just put prank in the title.
What an idiot, bro. All right. Rush, not Rush. Woman's thick tongue earns world record.
Unless I miss something, I'm going to believe it's not Rush.
Well, you're wrong. Some things have happened these past 5 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
This is,
am I getting canceled?
This is an Italian woman by the name of Ambra Collina. Her tongue was measured 3 times by a doctor, and the average was 5.44 inches around. She got a chode tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger than a ping pong ball for mental picturing. The male version is currently held by Belgian Sasha Feiner. It's like wiener, but with an F. Whose tongue measures 6.69 inches in circumference. Nice.
Nice.
Nice. He totally doesn't fuck women with his tongue. I'm sorry, but every time I see like thick or long tongues, I'm like, yeah, okay.
We know what you do with that.
What'd you do with that thing? Did you lick someone's asshole? Did you fuck someone's asshole?
How fancy. They're all married.
Yeah. What that dude who has the longest tongue and his wife is pictured next to him, big ass fucking smile. You're like, wonder what he does. Okay. Rush, not Rush. Speaking of using your tongue for white stuff, the largest cheesecake served at Cream Cheese Festival in New York. Pervert, calm down.
Not Rush, but correct. I really want cheesecake right now.
Yeah, this is probably too much. This is a 15,000-pound cheesecake.
I can do it.
Bro, I had grilled cheese and cheddar broccoli soup. I have had the shit so fucking bad today. The Kraft Heinz plant in Lowville set the record for the world's largest cheesecake at the festival in 2013, but was beaten by a team from Russia who made a 9,000-pound cheesecake in 2017. Derek Langdon, quality manager at Kraft Heinz, said he and his team decided to smash the previous record at this year's festival. If you're going to beat it, might as well go big, Langdon told the radio. We decided we're going to smash the record, make it almost twice as big as the last one. If they're going to beat it, they're going to have to go really big. It was go big. A Guinness World adjudicator was present. Blah, blah, blah. 50,008 pounds.
50,008?
That's borderline semi-truck of cheesecake.
I can do it. I can do it.
Bro. Fucking hey.
I can barely eat like two slices and then I'm like, this is too much like richness for me.
Speaking of code words, in my chocolate milk days, Kroger, whatever it is next to you, I don't City Market, King Zuber's. Okay. They sell it. They still have it. I seen it. They have an assortment cheesecake platter that's in the freezer section. Bro, I would drink so much chocolate milk and I would eat that entire fucking thing in one sitting. And let me tell you, holy fuck, could I not shit for like 4 days after that? And but it was so fucking good. There's a couple things you need to try, kiddos, for whoever reaches 21 and is legally able to do it. Burger King French fries while you're having chocolate milk, and that Kroger cheesecake tray. Oh my god, bro.
Huh. I have had that cheesecake tray before. It was while I still worked at Jiffy Lube. I got it on my lunch break. I finished it before the end of my lunch break.
They're so good. I tried it sober. They're still good.
They're fucking awesome.
I don't know who made that shit, but fucking 18 penis kisses for you, bro. But not Diddy. No Diddy.
Yeah, no.
Instead of no homo, we now say no Diddy.
It's true. It's a new thing. What is it? I still think classic cheesecake is the best, though.
Oh, see, I... Fair. Very fair. Strawberry, I gotta go with. That is...
There. I think it might be I've just been, like, too much cough syrup as a child. That strawberry flavor. But, like, I just can't do it. I don't know. It's That's just, fair. Like, the same, like, almost flavor there with just, like, more cheese.
That's 100% fair. So...
Fuck, now I really want cheesecake.
I was just thinking that same thing. I think the Knicks press has surgery on fucking Thursday. I had cheat meals Friday, Saturday, so I think I might buy a couple of those.
Yeah, they got that cheese and anchovies pizza.
I just want to try it. I just want to see what the hubbub is about anchovies.
Just have a lot of water prepared. It's very, very salty.
I'm in.
It's not bad though. I will say that you do have to get kind of past the smell, depending on like where you get the anchovies.
I dated whores, so I should be okay. I wasn't afraid. All right. Speaking of not being afraid, man spits ping pong ball at wall. It's a break record.
Rush.
This is 100% him. The Instagram post did not do him any fucking favors. I don't know who decided this is the picture to share, but they need to get hit with a stick.
I will wait to go to his Instagram to see.
It's not his. This is going to surprise you. This is not him. That's the picture they use. I have a couple questions.
No. I'm okay with this.
he broke the record of most bounces of a ping pong ball off a wall used by his mouth in 30 seconds. It was 47 times.
Was it the same ball, or did he have to reload?
It just says a ping pong ball, so it's the same one. David Rush out here catching balls? God damn. My hero. No, bro. This ain't STEM. You just gave the fucking Instagram guy his fucking... Oh, bro. This has 2.1 million likes.
They're adding the STEM. It's sex ed, okay?
Bro, they did our man dirty. They perverted Rush.
I enjoy this picture.
Quote, here we go. Quote, sure, it's not the most flattering record, but I'm proud of the effort it took and the hundreds of failures I was able to overcome to capture this Guinness World Record title. And you're also in Playgirl, so you got that going for you. Is that still a thing? Playboy and Playgirl? I don't know. You kids ruin that shit,
Playboy
too.
Playboy is still a thing. I don't know about Playgirl.
Google this. I'm not afraid. Is Playboy...
I don't think I can in my state.
Is Playboy still around? Playboy is an American thing, formerly in print and online since 2020.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's still a thing. Is Maxim still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Apparently people just out here shitting on him.
On Playboy?
Yeah. It's basically an OnlyFans now. You pay every month for content from quote-unquote bunnies. They changed the motto from entertainment for men to pleasure for all.
Yeah, I'll just stick to Reddit.
Anyone can... Yeah, it's literally just OnlyFans. You apply to be a Playboy model.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting off of that before I start getting ads. And lastly, man walks over 1,100 feet with running lawnmower on his chin.
Rush.
Yeah, this is him. Someone was right there beside him when it fell to cut the power. Don't know how, but there we go. He did it while it was windy.
That's impressive.
Catching balls, bouncing stuff on your chin, Rush. I gotta start saying no diddy before these things, bro. I'm just trying to help you out. I'm here for STEM, but like, bro, you gotta start saying no diddy, okay? That's all I got. Shout out to that dude who smashed Taylor Swift guitar. Fucking A, man.
Still a great person. by the way, if you have to choose between Playboy TV and Grammarly, I would go with Grammarly. They both cost the exact same for a month, $30.
I'm sorry. $30 for... Oh, my God. It's not even actual porn.
For a month
porn.
Of Playboy TV, $29.99. Or help you in school and, you know, business and work or whatnot, Grammarly.
Quick interjection. I don't know about your school. My school does not want you using Grammarly, and they will find you.
Oh, my school heavily encourages AI and Grammarly. They
Fuck
say
you.
They are tools to be used. As long as you're not abusing them, we allow them.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
One of my professors just paying 30 bucks
a month for any of it.
What is it? One of my professors, what the fuck did he just say? I was looking at my homework before we got started.
Me too.
What is it? Yeah, there's an essay I got to write, apparently. Important note, an open AI classifier tool will be used to assess whether an AI was used to create any part of this assignment. Although, yeah, this is, he's a snarky fuck.
Hypocrisy.
Yeah. Although it only has about a 29% success rate of detection, if a student is found to have used AI to help you compose any component of this essay, that student will receive a 0 on the assignment, potentially be withdrawn from the course, and be referred to the CMU administrator for disciplinary action. So don't do it. Plus, I'd much rather hear what you have to say in your own voice. This guy preaches. I love this guy. But there's a lot of hypocrisy with this dude because he's like, have integrity, do all this, that, and the other. Okay.
Is this the one guy that, like...
looks like Kalen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He says this, but every single fucking worksheet he gives me and every other student in this fucking class has the wrong dates and half the time has the wrong professor's name on it. So, like, where's the integrity in that?
Right.
Better walk that
just
shit.
Stole this from someone else.
Yeah, you better walk that shit. That's not a lot of integrity. So I don't know. I have a problem with hypocrites.
What's your assignment for this week?
I got a few. I got
two.
I got psychology stuff, which is like 4 chapter pretests and then 1 test. And then in my water class, which totally isn't a hippie class. I got to do 2 quizzes, and then some essay.
I got esports integrity, and I got to do a job exploration essay. I don't know. Sure. This is a very interesting school I go to, because the only class I have for this month is Introduction to Esports Production.
Fucking take it where you can get it.
Yeah, with a loud AI. But other than that, you got anything to plug before we end this episode?
Nope. I'll see you fuckers on October 10th. I had to take a quiz that day, but it'd be a real shame if I missed my afternoon class. It just streamed backyard baseball. Just saying.
No. But yeah. Yeah, we'll be back probably either within 2 weeks, 5 weeks, or a pregnancy's worth of time. I don't know. I got nothing to plug. Thank you so much for listening. You guys have a great week, night, day, month, year, whatever it might be. And bye-bye.
Fuck you, Blue.